Hey everyone, it is a very sad, very, very sad Wednesday evening. Wow. Oh, I don't get it, guys. Too many of these mass shootings and it's just so much. And then recently, the whole, terrorist attack in Paris. Oh my goodness. Last week there was the shooting at the Planned Parenthood in Colorado, and now today there was the shooting in San Bernardino, which probably an hour and a half from me. Oh, wow. Basically, from what I've heard on the news, because I didn't want to watch it at first earlier today because I was just so depressed because of the shootings, and so I turned it off. But I watched the 11 o'clock news, and apparently there was a man and a woman, and they think one other person, they know not who yet, went in and shot, killed 14 people and wounded 17 at the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino. Not only is this very, very, very close to home, but it's also kind of personal. Years ago, to get my husband signed up for services with the Inland Regional Center, they branch out to Desert Ark, which is out here where we live. We went to the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino so he can get evaluated by the doctors and the psychologists there and everything. So to know that there's a shooting at a place where I've been to is really scary. Really, really scary. Not only that, but just a few weeks ago, Jeremy had a worker come down from Inland Regional Center. His new, like a case manager or something. They had a meeting. I was even doing a poetry discussion on Periscope, or a short story discussion on Periscope. I remember doing all that, waiting for them to finish their meeting. He's one of the workers there. I'm really hoping that he was one of the ones that got out safely. And these kids apparently were having some sort of a party. This organization caters to people with developmental disabilities. Really, this is pretty personal to me because we have a lot of friends in this area who are developmentally disabled who attend Desert Ark regularly. If something like this could happen at Inland Regional Center, I mean, something like this could happen at Desert Ark, and it's, we're not that far off, and that is just really, really scary. I'm absolutely terrified. I really am. Just to think that somebody is that sadistic to shoot at people in general, but also you're shooting into a place where there are people with developmental disabilities. Think of how traumatized they would have to be after all of this. I am so upset that something like this could happen. And all I could say is I'm praying for the loved ones. I'm praying for people who were affected by this shooting. My husband just walked in. Jeremy, there was a major shooting today at the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino.
Yeah, that's what Dale told me. He called me and told me about it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's terrible.
You know what, baby? And I'll be honest with you, my love. I'm worried, because there was a shooting there. What's going to happen to
your case? Yeah.
Exactly,
well, you may be transferred to another worker. Who knows?
No.
I'm really hoping that your worker got out safe.
Me too, babe.
The news did say that there's going to be a blood drive in light of the shooting, I guess, for the victims of the shooting. One of the centers is in La Quinta here. I'm not sure if Sundial will go out that far, but I'm going to get more information on it. And I don't have money to donate. All I have is my prayers. And, you know, ironically, interestingly enough, there was going to be a blood drive at our college, and I was going to sign up for that and donate blood. But I think now that the shooting has taken place, I'd rather donate blood to the victims of this shooting, because I really think that they need that more. So I want to find out more information on that, and I think I'm going to go donate blood. I can't donate any money, but I can donate blood, and that'll give life to people. And I really would hope. I don't know if my hubby would want to donate blood, but
I'd like to, but I get scared.
Well, you're on medications and stuff too, so I don't know how they're going to do that.
As of right now, I want to wait.
Yeah. With your insurance. Yeah, but oh my God, this is really sad. Yeah, it's.
They talked about it on Facebook too, because my cousin Neil, works in San Bernardino, and I guess one of his coworkers got injured.
Yeah, he got injured in the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Yeah. See, we have relatives that live in San Bernardino. This is scary, guys. This is scary because there may be people that we knew that went to this center. There may be caseworkers that we knew that were hurt. There may be clients. All I know is that 14 people were killed and 17 were wounded.
Yep.
And according to the news, they've just caught two suspects, a man and a woman. They possibly may have been married or engaged. So I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, baby, I'm so glad that I wasn't in that mess.
Well, it's an eye opener because it's so close to home. I mean, so close. It scares me. It really does. It scares me. Just to think, you know, I attend college 4 days out of the week, and when that shooting happened in that small college in Oregon, it scared me. And then all of a sudden, you know, this is happening here. Is college even going to be safe anymore? I honestly have to say, I'm really scared. I'm terrified to go to school tomorrow, but I am going to go to school. I'm going to do the right thing. And, you know, if there ever came a day where there was a shooting at school, and if it meant my life had to be taken over someone else's, I would gladly give up my life to save someone else. I mean, if that's what it means, if that's one less bullet to go through someone else's body, that's what I'd have to do. But this is too scary. This is too personal. You know, my husband went to the regional center years ago to get evaluated. And guys, this is scary. All I have to say is just keep praying for the victims, pray for the loved ones, and just pray that they find out. They don't even know the motive yet of the shooting, which is very scary because there may not even be a motive other than just plain thrill-seeking or just wreaking havoc on the world, and it's really scary, so I guess that's all we could do is reach out and pray, and hopefully we can do something to stop future shootings from happening.